This presentation of the USA CBD Conference is brought to you by IndustryPods.com in conjunction with Immortal, a well-being beverage company, bringing you Immortal Nitro Super Coffee and now Immortal Super Immunity Shot with Hemp Extra. All is well at Immortal.com. That's IMMORDL.com.
All right, we are ready for our next guest. Are you? Yes. I love the energy coming out of the front here. I appreciate y'all. Taking the main stage now, Rafael Ezra. He has over 20 years' experience as a clinical pharmacist with broad knowledge of the biomed industry. Currently, the chief technology officer of Canna Powder. He's going to give you the benefits of activated cannabis powder and more. Take it away, sir, if you would.
Well, hello everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Rafael Ezra. I'm a clinical pharmacist from an Israeli company named Canna Powder. Canna Powder is basically utilizing a capsule technology to produce nanometric powder from any kind of cannabis oil. And this is a long sentence, and if we break it down into its particles, we would have a few questions to left with. First of all, why powder at all? So if you look at higher technologies, like in the pharmaceutical industry or the food industry, we would see that 80% of the raw materials that they're using are powders. Powders are easy to handle and easy to store and easy to use higher technology with compared to flours or oil, which are the main raw materials in the cannabis industry today. So we're actually introducing a technological raw material for the industry to work with. If we look at the products today, we will see that they are driven from the raw materials that they are made of, and they are limited in the variety and the technology that they are used. So if we're looking, for example, at technologies that are with us at the pharmaceutical industry, like enteric coating or sustained release tablets, technologies like that are not available yet in the cannabis world, just because of the raw materials wouldn't allow. So the first thing we needed to know, we wanted to do is to create a powder for the industry to work with. But powder wasn't enough. We wanted something more sophisticated than that. So this is why we went for nanometric powder. Nanometric means that we are very small. We are about 1,000 times smaller than any other powder that you find today in the market. Reason is that the smaller the particle size is, the bigger the surface area of the powder is. And bigger surface area correlates to better bioavailability, and we'll see that in a few moments. So we knew that we wanted to have a nanometric powder to work with. Together with that, we have a few very important features to our technology that serves the industry very well. The first one is the oil load within the powder. So in powders that you find today in the market, you will find that they contain between 12 to 15% of oil in the powder. We are doing up to 50% oil in powder, which really makes it a raw material rather than a powdery formulation to work with. Reason is that we are not starting with the powder. We are actually building our solid particle in our process, and this gives us the privilege to get to such high content of oil in the powder. So 50% oil in the powder is one very important feature we have. Another important feature is that we are having full spectrum cannabis oil. So we are not leaving aside or using isolates of only one cannabinoid. We are enjoying the entourage effect of the cannabinoids all together. It's a very important feature because nowadays the cannabis world is moving back to the whole plant approach rather than the isolates. And we are the first one to provide nanometric technology to serve the whole plant approach of cannabis. Another thing is that companies today are investing so much time and money in having the right genetics of the plant. And once we are using isolates, we are just giving away all this great job that have done in terms of genetics and in terms of cannabinoid profile in the plant. In our technology, we can preserve this ratio and the full spectrum cannabinoid and deliver it forward to the end product. Another important feature of our technology is that anywhere you look at it, cannabinoids are oils and our body is water. And those two wouldn't mix. Unless you bring a lot of energy into the system, which you can't do in a biological system, or you bring in the right emulsifiers to maintain this stress between the oil and the water. What we did actually is to construct each nanoparticle of ours with the emulsifiers required for its absorption. So each nanoparticle meets the human tissue with the right emulsifiers at the nano level rather than the formulation level. That makes us very efficient. And of course, our powder is very water dispersible. It melts into the water easily with no energy required. And this really opens the gate to think about so many new products in the cannabis domain, may it be THC or CBD products that can work with and to bring much more variety of products to the market. Just to share with you what I said about bioavailability. There's a pointer there. Right, okay. So the blue line, so what we see is actually a profile of the cannabinoids found from after oral intake of the oil or a powder made from that oil. So the blue line would be the oil, and the red line is our powder. And what we see is that the concentration in the blood that we reach with the powder are about 3 times higher than what we reach with the oil. But there's another important thing. The big issue here is actually, you can't see it, but the big issue is actually the descent from the high concentration back to the low concentration, which happens in minutes. And this very quick descent is actually correlating to the entrance of the cannabinoids from the blood into the tissue. I mean, CBD does nothing in the blood. THC does nothing in the blood. We need them within the tissue, for example, in the brain or in the muscle. Otherwise, they wouldn't work. So we actually represent here the beautiful entrance, the very high entrance of the cannabinoids using our technology from the bloodstream into the tissue. So it happens with CBD. It happens also with THC. And just to give you a feel of what we're talking about, this is the absorption of THC into the brain tissue using our powder compared to THC in the brain using oil. So we are about tripling the amount of THC that you find in the tissue rather than in the blood. So these are very interesting results. Just to reflect the importance of this quick descent, till now the most effective way to consume cannabis is still a very high technology called joint. This is how it looks like. This is the profile of the cannabinoids after smoking a joint. And as you can see, it has this quick ascent and very quick descent of the cannabinoids from the blood into the tissues, and I'm happy to share with you that cannabis powder is actually producing the same profile of cannabinoids absorption in the blood and the human body as would be with smoking. And so we are talking about getting the GI absorption to be as good as smoking. Just a few words about our technology. We are a nanotechnology company. That means that we are taking the cannabis oil, we are chopping it into nano drops of oil, and then we encage each drop into our special formulation of sugars and emulsifiers. Okay, so we have got a major difference, and we are actually an enabling technology for the cannabis world or industry to work with. I'm happy to say that we are about to open our first conversion center of oil to powder in Vegas in the coming months. And if there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you so much.
This podcast was produced and presented by Industry Pods in conjunction with the USA CBD Conference in cooperation with Immortal, a well-being company. Any unauthorized use is strictly prohibited. Any and all trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
The world's best-known investor and Wall Street expert, Warren Buffett, once said, "Wall Street is the only place that people ride to in a Rolls-Royce to get advice from those who take the subway." Mr. Buffett's quote is remarkably accurate, but how many people would rather receive advice from him than someone simply guessing? Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, your single source for Wall Street knowledge and profitable guidance. Please join me, Todd Schoenberger, and fellow trader Tobin Smith, as well as host Veronica Dudo, for a podcast known to move the needle for investors. Tobin and I are seasoned Wall Street executives with deep investment experience, and we are prepared to share our advice to those who choose to listen. Download Buy, Hold, Sell today on the Evergreen Podcast Network or your favorite podcast channel.